Blog Talk Radio.
The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons. And the darkness is a cover pool seats up of our lovers. We perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah city, your refuge. The fountains of living waters, the showers with righteousness, restores my order. And turns this song to a king, a song for my soul to sing. That brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaya, praise be the Most High. That brought me out. Of insanity, crush the towers of vanity, you made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer am I your refugee. I'm now y'all planet.
We don't run to the city, we don't run to the city.
A thousand meters rough, measure this came to your ankle. The method did repeat, waters came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything the tough waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Fullness is forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, strip me. Let's hurt us up really quickly. Make us so solid, this 50 so we home.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the true and living Elohim, in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. I'm your host this evening, Morey Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael, located at 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the senior Morey here at the House of Yisrael, Morey Ishaya Yisrael. And this is nothing but truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises unto the Holy One of Yisrael, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not only Yisrael, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our king, and he and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praise unto the mighty Yahweh, our Elohim. And let me say shalom to all of our family that may be listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. But we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your loves towards the Most High, Yahweh, our Elohim. And what will be discussed this evening? Well, it was an interesting meditation that the Most High has given me today, seeing that this is the last day of the 12th month, but this is also the last day of the second year. And it's been a very beautiful, blessed, tumultuous year that we've had. And we're going into the third year. And this is when everything gets a renewal. Not only is the year renewed, but the people of Yahweh is renewed. Because our covenant is renewed. This is the year of tithing. This is time to extend our hands to the poor and to the oppressed. A very great renewal is taking place. And that's how you know you're dealing with the works of Elohim. That's how you know that you deal with the words of Elohim. Because things become renewed. And this is what we will be discussing this evening. We will be discussing a new thing. Because we have read in the scriptures where it says that there is nothing new under the sun. And that statement is true. But when you look at what it's saying in its totality, when you look at and read what it's saying with understanding, you'll start to understand why that very thing was said, that there's nothing new that's under the sun. But Yahweh has brought forth everything that will be renewed and everything that is new. Even very lights that most of our people think that they understand. Even the ways that our people think that they understand. Even the nation whom Yahweh has set apart, Yahweh will even renew. And if it's not in harmony, and if it's not on par with what Yahweh has established, then you're going to know that it's not from Yahweh. And what are some of these new things that Yahweh will establish? Well, the first thing that Yahweh, the first scripture we're going to go to is in the book of Isaiah. And in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. Isaiah 66 verse 20 reads, "And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yah. And I will take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Yahweh." See, this is what I was speaking of. See, what we have an understanding on who the Levites are is not a thing that's going to be new in the earth. Because Yahweh has given signs for all 12 tribes of Israel. And how do we find out who we are and what tribe do we belong to? It's not going to be because of some DNA test. It's not going to be because other nations and we have some similarities in tradition. It's not going to be because we just throwing darts at the board and guessing. It's going to be through the words of Yahweh. And Yahweh said that they're going to bring you, the whole nation of Israel, for an offering. And the offering is going to be so great that it's going to be upon horses, upon mules, upon litters. It's just going to be drones of the, it's going to be just drones and drones flocking in of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, from this will he take unto the tribe of Levi and make Lee priest. But let's keep reading. And it reads in its 22nd verse, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, and from one Shabbat to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. Yes, there will be a new earth. There will be new heavens. But does that mean that Yahweh is going to totally destroy the heavens and the earth just to rebuild it back up? Well, not in the way that we are thinking. Not in the ways that we have been taught. See, this is going, it's going to be a refreshing. There's going to be a renewal. There's going to be something new to the generation that we have never seen. Never seen. Just like when Yahweh came and spoke to our people upon Mount Sinai, and the mountain smoked, and people just heard a voice, but they saw no similitude. No nation can ever witness that Yahweh ever spoke to them in this manner, in this fashion, in this form, because this was something that was new between Yahweh and his people. And this thing that Yahweh will establish is still between Yahweh and his people, but this is going to be beneficial for the end entire world, all the earth people that are in the earth and up under the heavens. They will be able to, those that are survived, that have survived, will see something anew. See, when Yahweh brings something new, it's refreshed. It's replenished. This is how you know when it comes from the words of the true and living Elohim. See, when Yahweh does something new, it can either be to Yah's people's glory, or it can be to our detriment. So because everything has a balance, because the Most High said a false balance is an abomination unto him. So Yahweh wouldn't just have a refreshing. Yahweh would just have a renewal, and it just be something that's good. Because the same way that Yahweh's people are to do righteously, Yahweh's people also do wickedly. And when Yahweh's people do something wickedly, there's new things that appear in that instance also. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. And in the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 28th verse. But this is when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they rose up against Moses, because they was looking at how this man was doing the ordinances of the Most High. And he was just doing what the Most High had commanded him, what the Most High was commissioning him to do. And they got jealous. They got envious. And they said, well, look, don't Yahweh just, he don't just speak by you. Are we the Levites, the priests? What makes you any more special than us? And Moses had to set it straight. And Moses tried to put everything back in order. I let them know, you don't have to be envious of me. You don't have to be jealous of me. You the Levites. You handle the Torah. You handle the very laws, the very words of the Most High. So what are you being jealous of me for? Yahweh just had me commissioned to do something different. Yahweh just works with me differently than he may work for you. But we still all a service of the Most High. But this was something that they wasn't understanding. This is something that wasn't registering to them, because it wasn't that they didn't recognize that they was in a peculiar position. They wanted Moses' position. They wanted Moses' position. And because they wanted Moses' position, now envy was about to consume them. Their jealousy towards the servant of Yah was about to consume them. And this is what Moses said in the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 28th verse. And Moses said, hereby that Yahweh have sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. And if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh have not sent me. So this is what, see, Moses understood that the judgment of Yahweh was approaching. There was no more negotiating. There was no more reasoning. There was no more rationale. He said, well, look, now the judgment has to go forth. So if these men die the death of the common man, or if they get the visitation that every man gets visitation from, then you will know that Yahweh didn't send me. Then you will see that I'm not. 30th verse. But Yahweh make a new thing, mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit. Then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertain to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from amongst the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. See, just how when righteousness rains down, a new thing will take place. Well, when wickedness is in the midst, a new thing will take place. But it was not against, it's not to the glory of Yahweh's head. It wasn't that you provoked Moses, you provoked Yahweh. Because you set up Moses, Yahweh. Who set up the heavens, the earth, sea, and all that in them is? Yahweh. Who knows the beginning from the ending? Yahweh. So the only one that could proclaim something new, or the only one that could do something new in the earth, is Yahweh. So when you strive with Yahweh's servant, don't think that it's just, I'm just into it with a man, or I'm just into it with a woman. Don't think Israel just like I'm Israel. Don't think that you just provoking a man. Really what our people are doing is provoking Yahweh. Because all Moses was doing was delivering the message that Yahweh was giving them. All Moses was doing was the works that Yahweh was giving them. All Moses was doing was petitioning to Yahweh. And when there was controversy, he went to Yahweh. And when there was something that he didn't know, he went to Yahweh. And what Yahweh told him to do, that's what Moses did. So this provoking, it didn't just come by the words. It's not that we provoked the service of Yah, we're provoking Yahweh. And we must be careful, and we must be diligent in how we approach service of Yah. Because if we don't, and if we're not precautious, then a new thing may happen in the earth. But it won't be to your glory, it'll be to your detriment. Because a new thing can either be for honor, or it could be for humiliation. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, this is with Abram. Yahweh came to Abram, and he was establishing one of his everlasting covenants. Matter of fact, he was establishing the chief of the everlasting covenant. And he came to Abram and he did works. And in Genesis, the 17th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 6th verse. And it reads, well, I'm going to start at the 5th verse. Genesis 17:5, it reads, neither shall your name anymore, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant. be an Elohim unto you and to your seed after you. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said unto Abraham, then shall you shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. And this is the covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man child amongst you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised amongst you, every man child in your generation. And he that is born in your house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of your seed, he that is born in your house and he that is bought with your money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. So what you see is something that was brought forth that was anew. Abraham was 99 years old when he heard this. He was 90 years old when he was 90 years old, 99 years old when Yahweh gave this covenant to Abraham. And said, look, you must be circumcised and your seed must be circumcised. And that's what's going to establish the covenant between me and you. That's what's going to establish the covenant between my people, and I will be their Elohim. Something new in the earth that had not been revealed. Something new that had not been yet established, but now it was being established through Abraham. Now, a lot of people that say that they're speaking of several different covenants in this chapter, but it all goes through one thing, and that's circumcision. It's not a separate covenant with the land, because if you're not circumcised, you won't even make it to the land. Because you already seen the judgment now. It said in the 14th verse, and the uncircumcised man now, who flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. That if you cut off from your people and your people in the land, how you going to be in the land with them? Because it all goes through circumcision. And this is something that new. This was something that was new taking place. And like I said before, it could either be to our honor or it could be to our humiliation. But this is what establishes a covenant between us and the Most High. Just like the Sabbath day establishes a covenant between us and the Most High. And if any of these covenants are broken, Yahweh give the same judgment. You'll be cut off from your people. You'll surely be put to death. Nothing positive comes from breaking Yahweh's covenant. And when you know Yahweh's everlasting covenants, you'll start to see the ordinances, the order that Yahweh has established. And it's for the glorification of him, and it's for the honor of his people. The whole world will honor you once we start confirming the covenants of Yahweh. Start keeping and doing the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. When we start keeping the commandments of Yahweh by not adding to it, by not taking away from it, by not trying to strive with the service of Yahweh, because it's not the service that we're striving with. We actually striving with Yahweh. And like I said, there's a new thing that can either take place, either for your glory or for your humiliation. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. And in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. And this is when Aaron and Miriam Moses' brother and sister. They had a controversy with him because he married an Ethiopian woman. And they did the same thing that Korah, Dathan, and Abiram did. They said, well, look, Yahweh don't just speak by you. He speak by us also. So we don't have no hesitation in approaching you. And let's look at the correction that Yahweh has given. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse, it reads, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet amongst you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. But my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Yahweh said, yeah, I speak to my people. I speak to my servants. But to I come to them in a vision and a dream. But this man is not so. I come and speak to him mouth to mouth, to face, as a man speaking to his friend. And not only that, he also gets to behold my similitude. So where were you not afraid to speak against your brother? And then the anger of Yahweh departed, was kindled, and it departed. And Miriam was cursed and turned leprous, white as snow. What does this have to do with a new thing? Well, prior to this, you never seen the judgment of what happened when we spoke against Yahweh's servant. You hadn't heard about these things happening to us when you speak against the servant of Yahweh. And now you see that this can be, Yahweh is no respecter of person. So it doesn't matter whether it's your brother, your sister, your father, your mother. Yahweh say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. This is a servant of Yahweh. And we must be careful on how we approach a servant of Yahweh. Not that they above reproach. Not that they above any correction. Not they above being questioned. But there's a way to do it. And there's a way to go about it. And there's a way to do it to where it could be honorable for all parties and perspective. And if the prophet is found out to be a liar, well, then they're a liar. They're a false prophet. But if they're telling you the truth of Yahweh, then hearken to their words. Because as it said, it's not that we approach this man. It's that we approach unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said, why were you not careful on how you approach my servant when you already see how I work with him? I have already let it be known how I work with my servant. A new thing will take place in this earth, but it will either be to your honor or to your humiliation. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 103. Because what are we speaking of this evening? Well, we're speaking about a new thing. And these new things that are taking place in the heavens and the earth, they all have one common denominator. And we're going to reveal what this common denominator is. But these are new things that issue out of this. And there's a lot of our people. We sick, physically sick, suffer from many ailments, suffer from many diseases, suffer from many types of afflictions. Because that's some of the things that the Most High said that he would put on our people. But look at what happens when we turn away from these doctors, when we turn away from these wizards, and we turn and seek Yahweh wholeheartedly. Because there's nothing too hard for Yahweh. See, all these things are new to you and I. Things are not new to Yahweh. And it doesn't matter how sick, how injured, or how wounded you are. There's nothing too hard for Yah. And in the book of Psalms, 103rd division, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and who heals all thy diseases." Why is this the third verse? Directly for Yahweh's servant. We going into the third year. What better time to get ourselves right with the Most High so that we can be redeemed, so we can be forgiven for our iniquities and be healed from our diseases. And then it says, "Who redeems your life from destruction and who crowneth you with loving kindness and tender mercies and who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." That's right. Our youth can even be renewed. We can even have a new youth. You may hear elders say, "Man, I'm 72, but I feel like I'm 22. Well, that's because Yahweh has renewed their youth. You've seen that with Caleb. He said, "Look, I'm 80 years old, but I can still come. I can still go out and come in. Need me to fight? I'm there to fight." Because that's strength. That's the works of Yahweh. Because when the words of Yahweh have entered into you, you are made renewed. It's impossible to say that you have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the Most High, and you remain the same individual before you knew the Most High. It's impossible. Because the very words of Yahweh enter into you, and you can automatically be remade anew. Even if you don't see it, people will say, like, "Man, you're not the same person. You don't deal the way you used to deal. You don't act the way you used to act. Something's new." And you're right. The word of Yahweh has entered into your spirit. Because, like I said, this honor, this new thing, can either be to your honor or be to our humiliation. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter, this is about King Hezekiah. He was sick. He was sick. He was practically on his deathbed. And he had to seek the servant of Yahweh. He had to seek out Isaiah. And Isaiah went and petitioned to the Most High. And the Most High gave a sign that he would renew Hezekiah's health. And what was the sign? Well, we'll read about it. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 4th verse. It reads, "Then came the word of Yah unto Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of David your father, I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto your days 15 years. And it says, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign to you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down." This was the sign that Yahweh gave. Something new. Because when Yahweh issues out his judgment, it's going to be something new to you. It's going to be something new to me. It's going to be something that's new to us. You will see the very hands of Yahweh could work. The hands of Yahweh are always working. But when Yahweh gives you a specific sign, when he gives us a specific sign, oh my goodness, it's to be marveled at. It's a wonder. It's a miracle. It's something new. And by seeing it and by witnessing to it, you're renewed. Because there's nothing too hard for Yahweh. And this renewal can either be to your honor or it could be to your detriment. It can either be to your honor or to your humiliation. But there will be a new thing that takes place. See, with most of our people, they are aware of the various curses that those are placed on us. But they, what they're not aware to, and what they don't witness to, is that Yahweh even put something new upon the people, even in the curses, to denote and let you know that this is the work of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 64th verse. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 64, it reads, "And Yahweh shall scatter you amongst all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there shall you serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone." See, most people, they'll read this verse and they'll say, yeah, that's talking about the Christ of the New Testament. But our people, our forefathers didn't know nothing about no Christ of the New Testament. They didn't know nothing about no Uncle Al. But what they did know is that these gods that would be erected, that our people would be serving, would be of wood and stone. And that's how Christ got introduced to our people. The actual name, the actual attributes of a book they brought forth to us will be introduced to us. But the acts, of course, you can rip apart these religions every day and show that they customs have been taken from other customs, from other people that are serving their idols and how they serve their idols. Of course, you can show this. But what you can show is their names being of these names that our people are worshiping today. Because these deities, these idols that our people are serving today, neither us nor our fathers have known them. And just testifying that our people have a problem with serving JC, whether you give them a Greek name or a heathen name, or whether you give them a Hebrew name, it will be something that our fathers never served and worshipped after. Whether you want to give it an Islamic name, it'll be something that our fathers didn't serve or worship after. Because this is a direct hand, this is from the direct hand from Yahweh. This would be something new, but this would not be for our honor. This would be for our humiliation. And in verse 65, it reads, "And amongst these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall your sole of your foot have rest. Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart, and they fell of eyes and sorrow of mind." That's right. You serve idols. We serve these idols. That's where you don't get no rest. How you going to serve Yahweh, the true and living Elohim, and say, well, Yahweh didn't give us no rest, but he rested. He ceased. But now you serve the true and living Elohim, and then go say Yahweh tripped, one of the things that is a direct connection between you him. This is just other foolishness that's taking place. But when you serve with these idols, of course you don't have no rest. Of course your foot don't have no ease. Because you don't have the law of wisdom. You don't have the law of understanding. And you don't have knowledge. You have knowledge to do evil. But to do good is far from you. Removed from you. So serving these idols, of course, is going to be confusion. Because it's something that doesn't exist. It's something that's been brought forth new. And it's something that our people would traditionalize in the customs, but they would not know these gods. Because these will be new things that's placed on our people. And it's either going to be for your honor or for your humiliation. And when Yahweh sends his servant, Yahweh sends the prophet, which is a messenger. He comes and sends you a messenger to set the thing straight, to bring forth the words of thus saith Yah and the words of thus saith Yahweh only. And he brings to you his, he shows you Yahweh's covenants. He shows you Yahweh's, the secret things of Yah. And you say, man, that ain't nothing special. All you did was just read out of this book. But constantly, new things are coming out of it every single day. Yahweh has opened up the book so much, and so much wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is issuing out that classes had to be open every single day just to keep up with how much Yahweh is revealing and bringing forth. And there's never a shortage of what to talk about or what to teach on or what to bring forth. Why? Because this is the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, look, if you want something new, all you have to do is follow and hearken unto my words. And you will see new things. You will walk a new path. You will be renewed. Your health will be renewed. Your youth will be renewed. The wisdom and understanding and knowledge that you receive will be brand new unto you. This is why this is the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, and the 29th verse. It reads that the secret things belong to Yahweh, our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. That's right, the secret things belong unto Yahweh. But those things that are revealed, and how are they revealed? They reveal through Yahweh's word. And how and where does Yahweh's words lie? In his book, the Torah, the Tanakh, to the law and to the testimony. It says, if we speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in us. So there's no way that you're going to be studying every single day and say you got the spirit of Yahweh on you and not see the new, not be able to bring something new. Even if the argument is old, even if the argument is brand spanking new, you can go to the word of Yahweh and tear it down effortlessly. Because Yahweh made this word for his honor, and when we witness the word of the Most High, it's for our honor. But when we add to his words or speak, or we add to his words, we diminish from it, well, it's for our humiliation. That's what says this in the book of Proverbs, the 30th division. In Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and the 5th verse, it reads, every word of Elohim is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and thou be found a liar. And most people will say they'll finish it before you even start it. They say, yeah, that's right. Add unto the words of Yahweh, and he'll prove you and make you out a liar. And say, well, okay, are you adding to the words of Yah? Are you diminishing from the words of Yah? And most people will proclaim and say, no, I'm not doing neither. I'm speaking the words of Yah just like you speaking the words of Yah. The only difference is you just have a different interpretation. You just have a different way that you're seeing it. But that will make me understand it better. Who's the Savior? JC, show me that in Yahweh's word. And I want to see the name. Well, it's, you won't see the name. I can show you all through the New Testament, but you don't go by the New Testament. You believe in how many years, how many months is in the year? It could be 12. It could be 13. Well, how many days in a month? It could be 29 or it could be 30. Show me that in Yahweh's word. Show me a 13th month. Show me a 29th day month. Show me a 13th year. Show me a 13 month year. Well, if you read this book in Ezekiel, where they speak about laying on, what does that say to stand it for a year? Show me where Yahweh explicitly say a year is 12 or 13th month. 13 months. And they'll have to say, I can't show it to you. Not in this book. But if you go to the book of Jasher, well, you're doing the same things that our people following after Christ doing. Because you can't establish it with the words of Yahweh. And when we can establish it with the words of Yahweh, then that's just showing that there's no light that's in us. We're being reproved in this very moment and being found out to be a liar. Because we are added to the words of Yah. And we are diminished from the words of Yah. We tried to put something new to the words of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, my words are perfect. My laws are perfect. My statutes are perfect. My judgments are perfect. Everything that I have recorded is perfect. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. But when we do it, and we try to put something new in it, put somebody new in it, put a new doctrine in it, put something very brand new next to the word of Yah, then all that happens is that we get reproved and be found a liar. Why? Because something new will take place. But it's either going to be for your honor or for your humiliation. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Because there's a lot of our people. They have been taught by these heathens. And we have learned the way of these heathens. And now we think that the Most High is racist. We think that the Most High is biased. He's sexist. Is he a feminist or is he a chauvinist? Which one is it? Yahweh is Yahweh. And Yahweh don't have a respect to a no person. If you wicked, you wicked. It don't matter whether you a man, woman, or child. And if you righteous, you righteous. It doesn't matter whether you a man, woman, or child. Yahweh is balance. Yahweh is equal. That's why Yahweh said, are not my ways equal? And not your ways unequal? But I have been taught that, man, the Most High just show favor towards the man. Because the man gets this, and the man gets that. And if the man didn't get cursed, as if man never went through punishment in the scriptures. No. Just the one goes and endures all the suffering. No. Because Yahweh said false balance is an abomination. And just like that would take place in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and the 22nd verse, it reads, how long will you go about, O backsliding daughter? For Yahweh have created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. I thought Yahweh was chauvinist. I thought there wasn't no place for the women. I thought in the New Testament it teaches that a woman shouldn't even ask a question in the church. But in the words of Yahweh, he said a new thing is going to take place in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. So that means that it used to be where the man get all the perks. He get the best positions. He get the best jobs and the most money. But now it's set up. Now the women get those positions. Because Yahweh says when something new takes place, it'll either be to your honor or to your humiliation. Now this is not to be arrogant. And this is not to say I'm the head and you the tail. But this is something that Yahweh said a new thing will take place. But it's one thing that these things all have in common. And we're going to reveal what it all has in common. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, 6th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. It reads, thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the way and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. That's right. Ask for the old paths. Ask for the ways that our fathers walked in. That's why Yahweh say, look unto the rock for which you are hewn, and from the hole of the pit of which you are digged. Look unto Abraham, and look unto Sarah. Now, was she impressed? No. Did she recognize Abraham, the head? Yes, she did. And did he just walk around and give her a bunch of commands all day? No, he didn't. Because he knew how to command this household. And it was in the commandments of Yahweh. See, in order to get something new, you got to seek the old path. Seek the old ways. Our people trying to get something new today, and they're not even turning to the words of Yahweh. You want a revolution? You want things to change? You want to be the head and not the tail? Well, then seek Yahweh. You want the crooked things to be made straight? Then seek Yahweh. You want to be the landowner and not landless? Then seek Yahweh. You want unity in your community? Then let's seek Yahweh. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's put away all the excuses. Let's stop the BS and let's seek Yahweh. And let's see the works of Yahweh. And see if something anew won't happen. See if something won't be restored. If it won't be renewed. See if Yahweh won't take the tail and make them the head. See if Yahweh won't take the darkness and make it light. See if Yahweh won't take the household and bind it back together. And have peace, unity, and love inside of it. All under the instructions of Yahweh. This is something that all of our people are screaming for. All of our people are commanded for. But yet when you say let's seek Yahweh and let's walk in the ways of Yahweh, let's seek the old path, all we say, but we will not walk therein. Well, that's why you're not seeing nothing new. And everything that's new that's taking place is not for your honor, but for your humiliation. Because a new thing will take place in the earth, but it comes directly from the words of Yahweh. No wonder that there's nothing new under the sun. Because all these things have already been established. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter, I'm going to read the 15th verse. And it reads, that which have been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And Elohim required that which is past. So why seek the old past? Because this is what Yahweh requires. Because that which has been is now. So the things that are to be are happening right now. And that which have been is already been. These things are new to us. Maybe say, man, I ain't never seen the system work like this. Well, you just haven't been paying attention. Man, I never seen a time like this. You just haven't been paying attention. Man, I never seen so much division, so much strife, so much. Well, that's because you haven't been paying attention. Because if you had eyes that could see and ears that could perceive and hear, you would already know that these things that are happening now, they already have been. And the things that have already been and the things that are to be, they've been already. So the future is happening right now. And the things that we're going through now, man, it's the past. Because Yahweh already knows the beginning from the ending. So by the time we see it, it's new to us. It's something new to us. But when we take hold and cleave unto Yahweh, as he commanded us to, we'll start to understand our time and our purpose and start to see it really isn't nothing new under the sun. It's just a different character. It's just a different way that it's going about. But these things have already happened before. Babylon then already came and fell. And what are we in today? The daughter of Babylon. Our people have already went into captivity and came out of captivity. And where are we today? In captivity. So all these things that seem new unto us, that seem impossible unto us, man, y'all already know these things. So why are you questioning me? I don't know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing because you refuse to hearken unto my word. You refuse to seek the old path. For if you sought the old path, you would know what you would be abreast to what taking place. and you will stop pounding your fist on the pavement. You will stop stepping your feet on the steps trying to scream for justice for a nation that I already told you would show you no favor to the young or to the old. To a nation I already told you would separate the father from the son, the mother from the daughter, the husband from the wife. You will stop to seek counsel from a nation that's telling you got to serve something else other than me. And you will stop seeking counsel from something that's established, but not through my words, but through the words and through the words, acts of heathens. To do is hearken unto the words of the Most High. Because we have it, and because people don't see no repercussions, they think that the word of the Most High is null and void, that his words are not in the play today. Well, let's see this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. That's Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter. In Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 11th verse. And Ecclesiastes 8 and 11 reads, because sentence against the evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That's right. They're looking for what happened when Elijah came and spoke to those 400 false prophets. And they put water all on the stones. But Yahweh still consumed it. They look and see what Korah, and Abiram and what happened to them. And how the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up them and their families. And they said, well, look, with all this wicked that's taking place, why is these things taking place today? So it must be Yahweh has forsaken the earth. It must be that Yahweh doesn't care about what they're doing. They must be doing something right because they do wrong, but you don't see no judgment speedily happen. But let's read verse 12. It says, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Elohim, which fear before him. Because this is what Yahweh's people waiting for. It's going to be well. All the people that's been laughing and scoffing at you for saying we got to keep the law and we got to serve Yahweh and serve Yahweh only, just wait patiently for Yahweh. All the people that are saying, man, you're ridiculous. You just following after a man. And he was no prophet. And he wasn't this. And he wasn't that. And you going to that class. They ain't doing this. And they ain't doing that. Just wait patiently on Yahweh. And Yahweh is going to be well with them that fear him and fear before him. Because for those that don't see it, but it won't be to their honor, it'll be to their humiliation. And the same ones that they laugh and scoff at will be the same one that they will be pleading for help to. So just wait patiently for Yahweh. Because what Yahweh has is something great that he has in store for his people. And this is something that he revealed even in the times of old. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter, I'm going to read the 13th verse. And this is what King David said. He said, look, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of living. King David said, man, I had fainted. I did just like Bathsheba did when she came to inquire of Solomon. Just fainted when she said how organized everything was. Well, what do you think King Solomon got the inspiration to be so organized? From Yahweh. And when you see the organization of Yahweh, and when you see the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that Yah has blessed to come forth, man, you have no choice but to faint. I never been in a walk with this much wisdom. I never been in a walk with this much understanding. And I never been in the midst where I got this much knowledge. It's something to faint over. But don't let oppression have you complaining and have you thinking that the Most High haven't brought these things forth. Don't think that because we are in the land of our oppressors, that Yahweh isn't causing new things to take place. That he's not making new things to be revealed right out of his book. No, what Yahweh has planned for his people, no heathen can stop. No nation can stop. All they have to do is bow down. Just like Yahweh said, every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess and swear that Yahweh is Elohim. Because this is what Yahweh has prepared for his people. This is one of the things that Yahweh has prepared for his people. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, 47th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, Ezekiel 47, I will begin reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterwards, he measured 1,000, and there was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now I returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees, on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country, to go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything that live shall live where the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi, even unto Eglaim, and they shall be a place toward to spread forth nets, their fish be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great seas exceeded many. And this is the vision that the Most High gave to the prophet Ezekiel. And this just so happened to be one of the inspirations for one of the songs that the Most High blessed me with, City of Yah. And this was inspired because I heard Yahweh's servant reading from this very scripture, Moreh Elisha. He was reading from this very scripture, and it was so vivid and it was so clear that I could actually see this. And it brought tears to my eyes because I could just envision it. I could almost smell this. I could see this. And it was so beautiful and it was so lovely. Man, this is something like we have never seen. And Yahweh said that everything that passed these waters shall live. Everything by these waters shall live. And now you wonder why that Yahweh got something new that he has planned for this earth. But where do you think these waters have come from? The same waters that's coming down today. Yahweh said that he created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is in 6 days. But on the second day, he created the heavens. On the third day, he created the earth. And on the fourth day, he finished the heavens. But he separated the waters from that was above the heavens from the waters that's beneath the heavens. So it's in a constant state of renewal. And we're going to see how new this water is. Actually, we just read how new it is, but we're going to see the difference between when Yahweh put something new in the earth and what we have in the earth today can't be even compared to it. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the third chapter. In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the fourth verse. And it reads, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image, without an ephod, and without a teraphim." That's right. Yahweh said, we will abide many days. That doesn't mean for you to go and for me to go and create flags and try to make kings and princes and say, well, no, we had that today. No, we don't have a day. There's not a person that can stand up. No one goes up to the what they call the United Nations and represent the children of Israel. No, because when the nation of Israel stand up, it's a bunch of people that don't look like you and me. And they don't have our best interests at heart. None. Because these things aren't established. These things are not into play as of right now. But Yahweh will cause a new thing to take place. Because Yahweh said, afterwards shall the children of Israel return. And that's what's imperative. We got to return back to Yahweh. You want your sovereignty back? You want your independence back? You want your blessings back? Your health renewed? You want to make sure that you know without a shadow of a doubt who's a messenger or who's not? We'll return back to Yahweh. And it says, and see Yahweh, their Elohim, and David, their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. This is what Yahweh has set forth. Yahweh said, then you will get something new. Then you'll have your king. You'll have a prince. You'll be able to have your sacrifices. You'll have an image, an ephod, and a teraphim. But these things have to be restored when you come back to me, saith God. Yahweh said, we got to return to him and seek David our king. These things, and we're going to fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. Because the world is not fearing Yahweh and his goodness today. But Yahweh will cause a new thing to take place. And the fear of Yahweh, it will be the fear of Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the second chapter. Because there is nothing that's new under the sun. But everything, but that which has passed, that which is now, has been. And these things and these technologies that these days think that they done stumbled up upon and discovered, they haven't discovered it all. It's just been something that's new to them. Or something that they done stole and tried to make it seem like it's new. But it's not. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, and Adam gave names to all cattle and the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and steed thereof. And the rib which Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now, a lot of people are under the belief today that woman was here first. Well, if woman was here first, that who made her? How was she able to procreate and bring forth life? The same standard on how it was then is the same standard on how it is now. Because that which is now has already been. Because Yahweh has already established it. And this is the ordinance on how Yahweh made it. And Yahweh said that he put a deep sleep upon Adam. And what do they call it today? Well, they call it anesthesia. But Yahweh didn't call it. He said he just put him in a deep sleep. And now you can have major surgeries, major procedures, and not feel a thing because you went to sleep. Well, where do you think they got it from? They got it from Yahweh. Because there is nothing new that's under the sun. They just try to give you, they just try to make us, make it look like it's something new because they got a bunch of tricks and abracadabras in the background. But there's nothing new. So whether you use it, whether you use what they call an anesthesia, or whether you antidote to put you to sleep, or whether you just got put to sleep by the Most High, the same came from the same source, and that's from Yahweh. These heathens haven't created nothing. These heathens haven't invented nothing. Turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. They say, oh, man, these books are just stories, just a bunch of African stories, African proverbs, man. You can't go by this. Just a fairy tale book. But they gave medicine from what they seen in the scriptures. Doing their surgeries based off of what they getting out the scriptures. They tried to set up their ecosystem based on how it comes out of the scriptures. They tried to set up their economy the way it's set up in the scriptures. And they're trying to get them to be a chosen people, like Yahweh people chosen, right out of the scriptures. Why? Because it's new to them. And Yahweh will cause something new to take place in the earth. But in the book of 2 Kings, 4th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 30th verse. In 2 Kings 4, verse 30, it reads, and the mother of the child said, as Yahweh liveth, and as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in, therefore, and shut the door on the twain, and prayed unto Yahweh. And he wept, and laid upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his hands, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house to and fro, and went up, and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And this is what they would commonly refer to today as CPR. But this has been here since the ancient times. And how did Elisha know to inquire from Yah? And what did Yahweh give him? The same antidote. He put his face, his eyes to his eyes, and he breathed into this boy the same way that Yahweh breathes his Ruach into his people. Because this is something new to most of us, but this is old news to the Most High. Because Yahweh knows the beginning from the ending. So something new will take place in the earth. It may be something that you've never seen, that I've never seen. But all of these things are established because all of these new things are coming out from the old path, from the words of Yahweh. This is how the new things are being and set up. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, I'll begin reading at the first verse. And it reads, and it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. And they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after Lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. So these things that these preachers, these imams, these so-called reverends, they doing today, man, this ain't nothing new. The same way that they pimping the people now is the same way that they was doing it then. And they was doing this right out of the house of the Most High. And they supposed to be priests teaching the law, and they robbing the people. And that's exactly what these people, that these ambassadors of hell are doing today. They own these various churches, these synagogues, and these mosques. They robbing the people, taking advantage of the people, taking money and bribes, and letting all type of abominations take place right in their very eyes. There's nothing new under the sun. But Yahweh will cause a new thing to happen in the earth. But these new things are coming out of the old path, out of the words of Yah. And you will see that this is nothing new. What they're doing in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, is the same thing they're doing today. The only thing is they're not calling themselves Levites. But they do call themselves priests. And what you think the priests are doing? Taking the money, causing all type of abominations to take place, raping the children, doing all type of evil and corrupted things. And if you read this chapter or you're familiar with this chapter, you will see exactly what happened. They were removed from their positions. They were put to death because this is an abomination in the eyes of Yah. And if you think that is what's happening to them, then what do you think will happen to these false prophets, to these false priests that's using the name of Yahweh to take advantage of the people? To follow after them and not hearken to the words of Yahweh. That's why Yahweh said, look, I set upon the walls watchmen, messengers, and they supposed to warn the people of the sword. But if the sword come and it consumed the people and the watchman didn't blow the trumpet, then I will require there and put yourself in the position of a watchman. And what you teach it to the people, if it's contrary to the words of the Most High, cease from doing it. Because if the sword comes and their blood is taken, then Yahweh will require it at your hand. Just like if I do it, the blood, Yahweh will require it at my hand. Because this is what Yahweh requires for us to witness to. His words, his path. Commandments, laws, statutes, and judgment. This is what Yahweh is asking for. This is what Yahweh is commanding, not asking for. This is what Yahweh is commanding. New doctrine and doctrine our people going by, all these new books our people are going by, all these new ways that we've never seen that people going by. Who is standing up and doing this in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter? Because we're coming up on the third year. And it's time to join ourselves unto Yahweh. And the best way to do it, the best way to join yourself unto the Most High, in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to read the 22nd verse. And it reads, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in the prison houses, and they are for a prey, and none delivers for a spoil. None deliver. All our people entrapped, all of our people that are oppressed, all the poor, the fatherless, who's delivering them? None delivereth, and none saith restore. When are you tired of seeing all this chaos and wickedness take place? Who say restore? Well, we're coming up on the third year, and everything, there's time and season to everything, and it just so happened we're coming up on the third year, and not only are we coming up on the third year, we're coming up on the restoration of sacred laws of the Most High Conference. Because no man has been yelling to restore, so somebody got to do it. Who better else than Yahweh's servant to say restore so that we can join ourselves unto Yahweh our Elohim. This is what we should be seeking. Not our own glory, not our own praise, not our own admiration, but to join ourselves unto Yahweh. Because when we join unto Yahweh, then you will get honor. But when we disassemble ourselves from Yahweh, then we get to ourselves humiliation. And turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the third verse. And it reads, I have trodden the one. Oh, excuse me. I'm in the 62nd chapter, the third verse. It says, thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hands of Yahweh, and a royal diadem in the hands of your Elohim. Thou shalt be no more turned forsaken. Neither shall your land any more be desolate, but you shall be called Hezbollah, and your land Beulah, for Yahweh delights in you, and your land shall be married. Young man, marry if a virgin or a maiden, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall your Elohim rejoice over you. Because we're coming into the third year. And it's time to join ourselves unto Yahweh. Because if you want to be joined unto the land, that's the only way we're going to be joined unto the land. It's through being joined unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said, we will be that beauty. We will be that nation. And that land will be blessed and beautiful. And this is what Yahweh will cause to take place. Last scripture, 2nd chapter. The 36th chapter. Says a new thing will take place. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 23rd verse. Ezekiel 36 and 23 reads, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathens, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yah Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from amongst the heathens and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. You. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments in them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. See, this is what Yahweh is requiring. He said, make within us a new heart. Start chipping away at this stony heart that we have, this haughty spirit that we have. Yahweh say, chip away at it, and I'll take it from there. I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit, and I will put my spirit in you. And when Yahweh's spirit is in us, and we get a new heart and a new spirit, we will be renewed. We wouldn't even recognize our old selves. And then Yahweh said that he will sprinkle upon us, he will put his spirit upon us, and he said he will sprinkle upon us clean waters. To baptize yourself in this filthy Ohio River, thinking you clean, or some dirty, polluted, toxin-filled water, and they saying you baptized. No, you only baptize. You only made a new. When Yahweh has put a new spirit, a new heart, a new spirit within us. And what better way to join yourself unto Yahweh? What better time than now? Tomorrow morning, Yahweh's servants will be gathered here tomorrow to give praises for the Most High for blessing us to see another year. And I pray to Yahweh that we will all take advantage and join ourselves unto Yah. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing your praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
Bless Yah, all you witnesses, do not forget his benefits. Forgives iniquity, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator, he from dust. He know I make the merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless Yah, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who he chosen.
Bless Yah. Bless Yahweh, oh my